How's everybody?
Wow. Bengals. All right. Well, Brian Burnham is here. We are going to talk about a playoff run a little bit here this morning. Siegel, football assistant coach, and man, more wins than any other team in the history of Siegel High School. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is, and it's really good for our kids. You know, they feel like they've not only have we made the playoffs for the first time in a few years, you know, a couple of years, but they can take that a step further, and this senior class can know that they were a part of the team that set a win, you know, a record for wins in the school history. So
inviting celebrities in for a spell. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. No, really, 13 local celebrities will risk public humiliation to raise awareness about literacy in Rutherford County at the 2011 All-Star Celebrity Spelling Bee. 100% of the funds raised at the Bee stay in the county and provide books, materials, training supplies, and promotional materials for Read to Succeed's family literacy and adult literacy programs, as well as the necessary operational expenses for the local nonprofit. The 5th Celebrity Bee will welcome celebrity speller champions from the 2007 to 2010. Bees. A mix of past winners, runners-up, mayors, and a few wild cards will take the stage and battle for the ultimate spelling title, the All-Star Celebrity Spelling Champion. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Have a question about acupuncture? Dr. Mark Kester has been a fellow of the International Academy of Medical Acupuncture since 1998. Call 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. President Obama has decided to withdraw troops from the Middle East. Correspondent Jake Chapper has the story.
President Obama and others in his administration had been negotiating with the Iraqis who wanted U.S. troops to stay, but they would not give immunity to those U.S. troops, so talks broke down, and President Obama made the decision he would abide by the Status of Forces Agreement negotiated by the Bush administration to have a complete withdrawal of all U.S. troops to zero by the end of this year. They're saying it's going to be a very robust diplomatic presence in Iraq, but U.S. troops will be gone, fulfilling one of the president's key campaign promises as a candidate.
State troopers in Rutherford County are planning a driver's license checkpoint in Murfreesboro.
This is Trooper Miller with the Tennessee Highway Patrol. We're conducting a driver's license checkpoint October the 30th, starting at 10 p.m. on Highway 4170 at State Route 840.
Drive safely. I'm Ron Jordan, WGNS News.
The Ideas Tease primetime sports scene from Paleo's Grill on WGNS AM FM.
Well, let's continue the coach's conversation this morning. Pardon the interruption. That was a TV show at one time, I think, wasn't it, Brian?
I think so.
Brian Burnham broke our equipment here this morning, so got to blame it on somebody.
I'll take it.
It worked for like 4 hours from Independence last night without any problems. And we weren't flagged or, you know.
I think y'all were the only ones.
Apparently. That kind of brings me to my next point here as we talk about the win at Independence. 28-13, the final Siegel a win down there. There was at least one pretty controversial, at least in my mind, call that wound up not being made in the favor of the Siegel Stars, and that was a turnover. It looked like the ball was clearly Siegel football, and they ruled it Independence football. That was in the first half of play. Several others, and not to pick on officiating, but sometimes going on the road is tough. Let's just put it that way.
It can be. You're right. And at times last night, it felt like we were playing more than the 11 on the field. But you know what? You can't make those excuses. You can never use that as a crutch for if and why you're not playing well. And, you know, we kept plugging. To our kids' credit, they kept plugging. They kept fighting on both sides of the football, and we were able to ultimately get to where we wanted to get to and get the victory.
Anything in the back of the mind, you know, with these young men that, you know, it's Independence. It's, you know, the team that beat us by one last year, kept us out of the playoffs, if you look at it from that way, you know, the last 2 years, one-point losses. Did that ever come into the mind? Was that ever brought up this week?
It was mentioned. You know, we briefly, early in the week, talked about how, you know, do not take this team one way or the other. This, you know, this is the same team that's beat us 2 years in a row by 1 point. And then we discussed the fact that they were 7-1, and they're a good football team. We talked about who they had played and the scores that they, you know, put up against who. We talked about the Franklin score that they played against and, you know, the 5-3 game that they played. And kind of planted a little bit of a seed and let them know that, look, you know, we put – X amount of points on Franklin, and they put this amount of points on Franklin. We can go out here and execute and do our job. And Coach Wyant did an awesome job all week of you know, trying to keeping them focused. And I he said it last night. He called it a steely-eyed focus. And I got a second, you know, his sentiments. I've never seen our kids that ready to play a ball game that I did last night.
Going back to what we were talking about before we lost our connection about. And then this focus goes into that. In building that tradition and building that foundation, you know, to play that way and for the expectations to be a certain way, you've got to have some experience with that. Fans need to know what tradition is like and be proud to walk around their community with, you know, the Siegel Stars, you know, emblem and logo on their shirt and walk around with their cell phone that has Siegel football on it. You know, those things have to take time. You're building tradition and wins help build a tradition. And this, I think this team's going to go down as part of that tradition building process.
I think you're right. I agree with that. And, you know, it's called tradition for a reason. It doesn't happen overnight. It's got to happen continually over time. And the foundation is being laid. The kids have bought into, you know, obviously have bought into what we're trying to do. And like I said before, you know, before the little power outage, kids are looking for direction and they're looking to be told what to do. All you have to do is point them in that toward that path. And for the most part, they're going to do what's expected and they're going to do what you ask of them. And our kids have done a fantastic job of that.
Brian Burnham, our guest this morning, as we talk about Siegel football, as ballyhooed as the offense has been all year, and I think rightfully so. I thought Brent Stockstill played a heck of a game last night. He threw some passes last night that were just unbelievable, and, you know, I think he directed that football team very, very well. Tay Martin is Tay Martin, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, the Siegel Stars won that football game last night because of their defense.
I as a defensive coach, it's nice to hear that. I appreciate that. There were definitely some times last night when they had an opportunity to score and our kids stepped up and and truly stoned them, you know, literally inside the 10-yard line. Would you say six times they had the ball inside the 15 or 20-yard line?
On that one drive.
And then on the one drive, they had six plays where they had a chance to score and
went for it on fourth and inches.
And went for it on fourth down and inches, literally 2 inches from the goal line. And we were able to stone the quarterback sneak and not let him in. And you can't say enough about our kids, the defensive front, the defensive linebackers, the secondary with the interceptions throughout the ball, you know, a couple of interceptions that we had. They're playing really well now.
I didn't get the time of possession in the second half, but I know for a fact it was 17 minutes, 33 seconds Independence, 6 minutes, 27 seconds Siegel in the first half, and you had the lead at halftime.
I'll give it to you if you want it.
Do you know what it is
total? It was 31-08 to 16-52 total.
So they had the ball
twice.
Twice is what you had.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you beat that team 28-13. That's what I'm talking about, your defense, because your defense kept you in the game. I mean, they while they did have the football, it was kind of a bend don't break attitude, and they had it fourth and goal twice last night, didn't they?
Yes, and that's true, and you're right. Defense, the bend but don't break attitude is what we played with last night, and they were able to get off the field. We have to do a better job of getting off the field when we get a third down. You know, we get in third and long, or second and long. You know, we can't give up a first down, and we've done that throughout the year, and we're going to continue to try to work on that. And that's an attitude that we're going to keep pushing on our kids. I think that's the one hurdle that we have left to get over from a defensive standpoint, is when a team is backed up against the wall, you know, offensively, we have to kind of step on their throat, if you will, and then not let them have any air and get off the field and give our offense the ball, because our offense is most effective when they have a lot of possessions to do something with it.
This morning, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting a tandem of defensive players. Sean Johnson, 4 tackles, 2 sacks in last night's game. And Deontay Ewing had 5 tackles to lead the way for the Siegel Stars defense. That from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, online at TOA.com, with the highlight this morning of the Siegel defense. Tip of the hat there. One thing that we cannot overlook this morning before we talk about next up, and that was after that goal line stand, fourth and inches, 6 times, you know, your defense holds, give it off to the offense, and to me, you're worried about just getting the ball out of the shadows of the end zone. Come very close one time to being tackled in the end zone for a safety, but on the very next play, it was a thing of beauty. Mr. Harding.
I tell you what, I was nervous as a degum. I don't know, but when we line up in the shotgun backed up against the goal line, and that's what we do. You know, we're a shotgun team. We're a spread offense. And I was nervous lining up in the shotgun because I know you got to get 4 yards extra just to gain a yard. And I told Coach Bartlett in the headset, I said, you know, this is a little nerve-wracking. And they stopped us the first time. Like you said, Denzel just barely got out of the end zone, and I think it was literally on about the 6-inch line that he was able to get out of the end zone and not be tackled. And then the next play, you know, we're trying to just get some space, obviously, and Coach Matthews calls a little ISO play, and Jacob Hayes, our fullback, number 22, linebacker comes right through the gap that we're trying to run to, and he stones him right in the middle of the hole, runs his feet. Denzel's able to make a cut off of that block. The defensive end comes upfield on their blitz on the outside of it, and he's off the races, and nobody's going to catch him when he gets out in space.
That's the key block right there, the Hayes block.
That's right. And he sprung him, and Coach Goodman on the sideline was just going nuts for Jacob Hayes because at times he struggled with some of that blocking at times, and he was able to absolutely stone that linebacker and was the one that sprung Denzel on the long one.
Play of the game there. You go from being a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from being tied to by 2 touchdowns. And that to me was kind of an icing on the cake. But very nice win last night. Fun game to call on the air. And I guess be a pretty interesting atmosphere on Thursday night coming up too.
You think so? Yeah, it'll be it'll be something that our kids, except for maybe the Riverdale game and the Oakland game, hadn't experienced this year. And with the fact that it's on TV and being a Thursday night, you know, we've asked them to come in tomorrow and practice on a Sunday, and they're going to show up willing to do that because we've got a great group of guys, and they're going to come in ready to work, and we're going to treat it like a Monday, and we're going to treat every day a day off, and we're going to come in Thursday, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. We're going to have you guys there, and we're going to have television crews going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited and looking forward to it.
Bulldogs will be a challenge. They're kind of hot right now. They've had a slow start, but they've got to 5-4. They kind of feel like they've got to have a win here against you all to get in the playoffs.
Well, they're the hottest team in our district right now, as far as I'm concerned. And everybody knows the schedule that they started out with at the beginning of the year. And then on top of that, they have to come in and start playing district games. And, you know, it's ridiculous the amount of the teams that they've had to play in the position that they've been able to get themselves to. It's just Coach Williams and that crew over there has just done an awesome job, and they're a good football team. They are fast on defense, and St. Cloud and some of the guys that they have on offense can run the football, and Coach Childs is doing a great job calling plays, and they're just – my hat's off to them, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Well, the challenge ahead for the Seagull Stars is a win, 8-2 season, you know, and likely finishing number two in the district with an 8-2 finish and a win right there, which guarantees you a spot in the playoffs. Don't have to worry. None of that what you had to do last year and had to sit and wait. And I don't think you've got that now with 7 wins, but still, it'd be kind of nice to go to bed on Friday night and not having to worry about Saturday morning.
Well, absolutely, and it'd be even nicer to guarantee yourself a home playoff game.
Yeah.
You have a chance to play for that, and that's never happened in school history. And that's an atmosphere that I really want to be a part of, and we want our kids to experience. It's just I can't tell you how excited I would be for our kids to experience that. That's an awesome thought. So yeah, we're gonna come out, and that's the ultimate goal on Thursday night for sure.
Well, that's the prize that's ahead for the Seagull Stars with a win. And like I told Matt earlier, I wish them good luck, wish you good luck. And the Seagull Stars will be there on Thursday night. Looking forward to the broadcast. Always look forward to broadcasting from my backyard.
Awesome.
Right. Brian, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brian Burnham, our guest this morning, talking about Seagull football. They are 7-2 headed into the Week 10 game coming up on Thursday night with the Smyrna Bulldogs. When we come back, I'm going to talk with Oakland Middle School coach Kit Hartsfield. The Oakland Patriots off this week, so we're going to talk a little middle school football when we come back here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes.